Delilah.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. Sometimes I get so nostalgic about the 80s and 90s. It was a pretty exciting time in my life. I was a full-fledged adult. I was working in the most frustrating and most glorious profession. I was in radio back then. I was falling in and out and in and out and in and out of love. I was having and raising babies back then. Everything was in motion in my life. And while I'm happy to have landed safely on the other side and enjoy the stability I have in my life now, sometimes I get a little wistful about those glory days. Anybody feel that way? Anybody with me? Let me see a show of hands. How many of you close your eyes and look back on, I don't know, the big bangs, the crazy fashions and the wild times? I'm sure today's guest on Love Someone with Delilah can relate. This gifted singer-songwriter has touched the hearts of pop fans around the world while creating the soundtrack to so many of our memories. She began her career as a co-founder and lead vocalist of the all-female new wave rock band The Go-Go's and has amassed worldwide sales in excess of 15 million albums and singles. Their 1980s self-penned multi-platinum debut album, Beauty and the Beat, saw international top 10 singles in Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat, which became an anthem for independent women from ages 8 to 80. When the band dismantled, the Go-Go's dismantled in 85, she wasted no time going solo. She quickly released Belinda in 1986, scoring an out-of-the-box gold-certified smash hit, Mad About You, and the hits, well, they just kept coming. By now, you all know I'm about to introduce none other than the darling, beloved, dimpled, adorable Belinda Carlisle. The Grammy-nominated Heaven is a Place on Earth on her sophomore album climbed the top 10 in no less than 12 countries while achieving multiple gold and silver certifications. It was followed with I Get Weak and Circles in the Sand, which put Belinda Mania into full effect. So much has happened since then. Belinda became a mom, relocated from LA to the south of France, wrote and recorded more music, teamed up with the Go-Go's for a few reunions, published an autobiography, Lips Unsealed, discussing the fascinating late 70s Los Angeles punk scene and her hard-won victory over substance abuse. The 2 years leading up to the pandemic, Belinda was extremely busy with a worldwide tour. After taking a forced break with the rest of us, 2022 saw Belinda spending the summer in Europe fulfilling commitments that had to be postponed because of COVID. Now she's got a new EP dropping and a U.S. tour in July and August. We have so much to catch up on with Belinda Carlisle right after I spend a few minutes telling you about a podcast sponsor I am so grateful for. I recently sat down with the president of Bigelow Tea, and yes, her last name is Bigelow. She shared with me all the special ways the Bigelow family has been blending teas for over 75 years to make them so flavorful. What is my go-to? Their original Constant Comet. But they now have over 150 varieties to choose from. Maybe you'd prefer Earl Grey or Lemon Ginger Probiotics. In warmer weather, try Bigelow Botanicals Cold Water Infusions, carefully crafted with beautiful ingredients that include real fruit and herbs. They're steeped in cold water for a lightly infused, refreshing botanical thirst quencher. Flavors include blackberry, raspberry, hibiscus, and strawberry lemon orange blossom. Best of all, there are zero calories, caffeine, or anything artificial. Find Bigelow Tees at your favorite store or at Bigelow.com. B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Bigelow.com. Welcome, Belinda Carlisle. Belinda, when I was approached to see if I would be interested in talking to you, I'm like, oh my God, I love that kid. She's so darling. She's so wonderful. And my sister's like, sis, she's not a kid.
Well, I kind of feel like a kid. My son is more mature than me. That kind of makes me a kid. 64 going on 16.
My son will always, he was born more mature than me.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is, because I wasn't very mature when I was raising him, and he was kind of like my rudder on my boat that kept me going in the right direction.
Same here. I used to call my son Grandpa. I used to take him down to the punk rock store to get him punk rock clothes, and he's like, nope, all buttoned up with, you know, shirt tucked. But, he's more mature than me.
I tried to talk my son when he was about, I don't know, 7 or 8, so early 90s, tried to talk him into letting me pierce his ear, and he was like, you're kidding me, right? Like, you're kidding. I'm like, no, it would look really cool. Come on. He's like, Mom,
I know. Believe me, I know. I was like, come on, Grandpa, let's like rough it up a bit. But he was like, no. And he's still more mature than me. But, you know, I'm sure your son appreciates you now. And he did then. But, you know, maybe he didn't. Maybe they didn't get us, you know.
My son still doesn't get me. But, oh, does he love me. He's such a good
exactly.
young man.
I love that.
So Belinda Carlisle, when my sister, who is also my podcast director, but when she started talking about your new music, I had to go check it out. And girlfriend, you look so healthy, so fabulous. I was enjoying watching you as much as I was enjoying listening to you.
Thank you. What can I say? You know, I mean, I guess it's just clean living, you know, I do have a routine and stuff, and I did lose about 40 pounds when I had problems with my knee. So, yeah, I just thought, you know, I'm not going to let it all go in my 60s, and there's no reason why I can't keep it together and be healthy and look great, you know?
Well, you certainly look great, and I'm glad to hear that you are healthy. Somebody said to me one day, I said, I don't know. In my head, I still feel like I'm, I don't know, 28, 30 years old. Like when people ask me how old I am, I have to stop and count on my fingers because I don't think of myself as the age that I am. And they said, Delilah, that's because the soul never ages. And I thought,
that's true.
You're right.
No, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if someone asked me, how old do you feel? I'd say, probably 32. You know, I always go to that number, and I certainly don't look or act my age, you know, and I don't have any intention to. It's just a number, really. 64 is just a number.
It is just a number, but damn, does it look good on you.
Aw, thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about your new music and the fact that folks are finally going to have a chance maybe to go see you this summer. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. It's a continuation of I just did a big tour in the UK called the Decades Tour. And it was pretty much, you know, material from all of my solo albums and, of course, a few Go-Go's songs thrown in there because that is part of my career. And with the U.S. tour, I'll be performing maybe a couple songs off my new EP, including my single Big Big Love.
So that was the first one I listened to after they let me know I had an opportunity to talk to you. And I was grinning. I was smiling. I was in the car with my 7-year-old who, after the first time we listened to it, was singing along. Tell me about this big, big love that you've got in your life, in your heart, in your world, or hopefully you've got it.
Well, if I go back to the song, in my life, I've been married for 38 years, and it's my husband, 36 years, and my husband, 38 years. So I still have my big, big love in my life. And of course, I have my son, and I have a really wonderful life. But with this song, the way it all happened is very strange. Is I wasn't planning to do anything else. I was, you know, going to just really slow down and you know, I've pretty much done everything in my career, which has spanned over 40 years. And then my son ran into Diane Warren at a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. And she said, what is your mom doing? Let's get her on the phone. And so they FaceTimed me, and she goes, get down to the studio now. I have some hits for you. And I thought, well, do I really want to go there and open up that door? Because it's a big commitment to do something like that. So, but I thought it'd be really stupid not to hear her out. And so I went to the studio, and she played me Big, Big Love and one of the other songs off the EP. And I freaked out, and I thought, okay, I want to sing these songs. So that's kind of how it all happened. And
you can't really say no to the woman who has written more hit songs than all other hit writers added up. I mean, that's like saying no to a tornado. You don't say no to Diane Warren.
No, but I was afraid to commit. And you know, I know Diane, and I've worked with her. She wrote a couple of hits for me back in the 80s. And I mean, yeah, you don't say no to Diane Warren.
You can't just gloss over. She wrote a couple of hits for me back in the 80s. Didn't you guys work together on I Get Weak?
Yes, she wrote I Get Weak and a song called Road Without You, which was a hit in Europe. And besides being like an unbelievable songwriter, she's a great person. So I mean, I love her. I adore her. So, I ended up recording 5 songs with her. I called the EP Kismet because that kind of encapsulates everything that happened and why I'm talking to you, because it was truly was divine intervention and like all these weird kind of coincidences and things that happened that led me to actually singing. And then me talking to you about new stuff.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I can't remember the first time I met Diane, but we've had lunch. We've spent time together. We've spent time together on the phone. And the thing that hit me was I was expecting to meet somebody with an ego because I have been playing her music for almost what, 45 years, something crazy?
Right.
And I met a woman who is so freaking funny and humble and down to earth.
Right.
And hysterical, snarky, funny, real as a heartbeat. I'm like, how can you have this much talent and this much success and this much just oozing out of you and be so incredibly humble? And I realized that that's what real talent looks like. She lives her truth, you know?
Well, she certainly does that. And she's like totally normal. I mean, there's no pretense there at all. She loves what she does. I don't know how she does what she does, but she, I mean, that's her life, you know, is writing these beautiful love songs. And she's the greatest living songwriter and probably one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. I'm sure 20 years from now, it'll just, you know, she will have overtaken everybody. I mean, she's had so many hits, just countless. And I'm lucky that I get to work with her.
Yes, you are very lucky that you get to work with her. And we're very lucky that we get to hear you again.
Thank you. Yeah. It's, I'm really excited about these songs. And I feel very, like, it was a gift. So I'm very humbled by it.
So tell me about the 80 for Brady.
Well, that was Diane, too. I was recording my vocals in Mexico City for the EP. And Diane said, do you want to sing with Dolly, Cindy, Gloria, and Debbie? And I said, yes. Yes, I do. And so everybody did their... the song was great. It's a very uplifting pop song about friendship. And everybody did their parts individually in different parts of the country. And we did the video part separately. And I'm just hoping that one of these days something brings us all together so we can sing it together in the same room. But it was such an honor for me to sing with those women.
Let's just go through that list slowly for our listeners. It was you, Dolly Parton, who is like everybody's mom. You know, she's just like every female artist I ever get to talk to, and I say, who was your icon? Like, who did you look up to? Dolly Parton. Doesn't matter what genre, everybody respects the hell out of what that woman has done professionally.
Oh, yeah.
And musically, and just in the world. How many kids has she helped to learn how to read?
I know. That right there. You know, reading opens up a whole new world for anybody. I mean, I always told my son, I don't care if you can count, but if you can read, you know, that opens up everything. And he's an avid reader. So, yeah, Dolly, Debbie, I worshiped Debbie Harry in high school. Totally.
Debbie Harry, what a trailblazer.
Yeah, I worshiped her. Cyndi Lauper, who I love and I've worked with before, and who's an amazing character and you know, has done so much for the world. And Gloria Estefan, who I absolutely adore too. And I've, you know, worked with her once, you know, back in the 80s, and lovely person. So, yeah, amazing, amazing group of women.
If you ever do get to do what you just said, get to be in person with all these women singing, promise me I get to be there.
Okay, I promise. Yeah, I hope it happens. That would be amazing.
I have a few like bucket list things I want to do. I want to get all my grandkids in one family photo. That's one of my bucket list things I want to do. But being at a concert with you women, Dolly and Cindy and Gloria and Debbie and you, would be one of those bucket list things, especially if Diane Warren was there watching all of the hits she's written for all of you over the years come to life. That would be so cool.
I know. That would be amazing. Who knows? I have a feeling something will come along and it'll happen. I don't know how, but I'm sure it will.
That would be wonderful. I hope you're all enjoying our conversation today. We've got a little more time with our guest, Belinda, but I want to pause to tell you about another one of my amazing podcast sponsors. The American Stroke Association wants you to know that May is National American Stroke Month. I'm helping to spread the word and doing all I can to raise awareness of the number 5 cause of death, the number 3 for women, and the leading cause of disability in the U.S. Those numbers are alarming, but strokes can be prevented by maintaining your optimal health and knowing your risk factors. Get to know your healthcare professional and work as a team to keep you healthy and happy and here. Do you know the warning signs of stroke? Most adults don't. And because strokes need immediate medical help, recognizing the signs can save lives, maybe your own. Learning FAST, F-A-S-T, can save lives. If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911. Remember FAST. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, it's time to call 911. You can learn more at stroke.org/stroke month. stroke.org/stroke month. Think and act FAST, my friends. Belinda, my sister asked me this. What makes you want to get up in the morning? And I said, Anna, my dog, like she's putting her nose in my face saying, Mom, I got to go. Get me, you know, let me out. Let's go. And she goes, yeah, that's a literal thing. Says, what makes you want to get up and live the life you live? And so I thought I would ask you that.
I love life. I get excited for each day. I get up at 4 a.m. Every day. And I have a whole, I start my day with a great teacher like a Ram Dass or Eckhart Tolle or Sadhguru, someone like that. And then I go into an hour and a half of chanting and breathing and yoga, and that's a daily practice. And that's how I start my day. I mean, that's my foundation. And I just love life. And I love living in Mexico. I'm in nature all the time. But that's what keeps me going. And that's what I love life, and I feel very lucky to be here. Still, I have so many friends that aren't, and every day is a gift.
Amen.
I mean, I know that I have a really amazing life, and I know how lucky I am, and I don't watch the news. I have my bubble. I figure if there's anything bad or good, I'll hear about it. And, you know, what you have inside, you see outside. You project outside, so... You know, I love every day. I love waking up. I have trees right outside my window, and I know how fortunate I am to have that, to be able to love it so much, you know? It's very simple.
I tell my listeners every night, if you can start your day with an attitude of gratitude, and I know it sounds corny, I know it sounds trite, but if you can start first thing in the morning before your feet hit the floor and just go through a list of things. Every morning I go through a list of things and I thank the Almighty for how blessed I am.
Yeah.
It sets the tone for the whole day.
Absolutely. You know, it's what's inside, you know, everything is internal. So it's whatever's going on inside is what you see outside. So that's how I live. And, you know, there's so many amazing, I mean, the teachers that we have on, you know, that are living right now on the planet. There's some amazing, Joe Dispenza, amazing people out there. So, yeah, I mean, that's how I start my day with one of them. And as a reminder to live in the moment, to be grateful, and that sets the tone of the day.
And when are you coming on tour?
Well, I have, you know, I just finished a big tour in the UK. I have 3 months off, yay. And then I start the East Coast at the end of June. I have a little 2-week run. And then I have the West Coast in August. And then I have Australia at the end of the year. And then, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope that when that happens, I get to come and see you and say hi and give you a hug and just tell you how much I've appreciated your music, your energy.
Thank you.
The joy that you bring to my show and to my heart with your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you.
It's very true. You're like a daffodil. You know how daffodils, just when you see them, you smile? Like, you can't help but smile when you see daffodils. Because they're bright and they're cheerful and they're beautiful and they sway in the wind. And you're like a daffodil, just optimistic and bright and beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet to say that. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, Belinda. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Belinda Carlisle, a beloved pop icon who, after decades in the music business, shows no sign of slowing down, does she? Like most of us, she's more grounded than she was back in the 80s, but just as talented and sharing the same energy, that same vibe, as she did when she burst onto the scene. You can listen to Big, Big Love now, and we'll very, very soon be able to download the entire 5-track EP, Kismet. She'll be touring in America beginning in July, as she said. Check to see if she'll be anywhere near you or someplace you'd like to hop on a plane and go visit. You'll find all the info at Belinda Carlisle, Carlisle.net. BelindaCarlisle.net and at Ticketmaster.com. I hope you have enjoyed today's conversation and all the fascinating conversations we have here on Love Someone. I hope they entertain you. I hope they inspire you to use the gifts, the talents that you have to make this world a better place, one heart at a time.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.